studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. Today, we are having a conversation with Brother T.V. Hariharan on the topic of Swami and Bhajans. Now, Brother T.V. Hariharan joined the Sri Sathya Sai College in Prashanti Nilayam in the year 1979. 2 years before, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was unfurled. And the same year, he also became a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group as a harmonium player and a singer. And till date, he has composed more than 300 bhajans. After his graduation from the Swami's College, he served in the administrative block of the newly inaugurated university for 2 years until 1984. He later moved to Bangalore for further studies and subsequently worked in a pharmaceutical company for 3 years. In 1989, he resigned from his job and ever since, he has been engaged in spreading the message of Bhagwan through bhajans, music and talks at various Sai centers and other holy gatherings all around the world. So yesterday, I had a good fortune of recording this interview and here it is. And just to let you know, all the bhajans that you will hear in the course of this interview were composed by Brother Hariharan over the many decades and is now a part of the album Bhavanjali Volume 1 produced by the Sri Sathya Sai Media Division here in Prashanti Nilayam. Sairam Hariharan sir and welcome to Love to Love. In fact, last 2 weeks I've been every Thursday for the live. I was doing a show on music and spirituality.
Great.
So yesterday I thought that I should do on Swami and Bhajans. And I was listening to few interviews that was already recorded in our studio by Bishu and Karuna Didi and others. And I heard a Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories by you and also Sonam sir.
Okay.
So I thought that I could edit that interview and play it back few parts, you know, from the interview for tomorrow.
Swami wants new.
Yes.
Because he's Navanava Komala Megashyama. So he always like to have everything new.
Everything fresh. And that's when today morning DJ calls me up and tells me that you are here. So I thought, okay, this is the golden opportunity and I should.
It's a blessing that Swami brought me here. I was not supposed to come, but I came suddenly.
Okay.
So it's a blessing. Swami wants this, so
yes,
he brought me.
I think Swami sent you specifically for this.
Yes. Regarding bhajans, really, we have lots of nostalgic memories and everyone must have heard lots about bhajan, Swami and bhajan. We all know Sathya Sai organization, we have service wing and everything. But basically, if you ask any devotee, maybe 90% of the devotees in the world, including me, I find Swami's bhajan attracted us to Swami's fort. That's what, at least my experience. I was going on the road. I was listening to some beautiful bhajans. So I wanted to know what is that bhajan is all about. I entered the home. I found people in those days, they used to sing very simple. And no tabla, nothing, no harmonium. But still, that Namasmarana was so enchanting. We fell immediately for that. I fell immediately for that. And that is the first instant which pulled me towards Swami, because somewhere in Abu Dhabi somebody asked me, sir, service is most important or bhajan is most important?
Okay.
Though we are not big orators or gyanis to give answer, that time Swami gave only one answer to me. I told, bhajans and service are like two eyes for God.
Yes.
For Swami, it is bhajan and service. We enter through bhajans, then we enter into service activities and we serve the humanity. It's not only lip service, it is heart service.
True.
Bhajan also should be from the heart, service also from the heart. And there where I find Swami and bhajans plays the most important role in everyone's life throughout the world, because it's Swami's word itself, Swami has sung. The old bhajan Swami has sung, Narayan Bhajan Narayan, I don't know whether all of you must have heard. In that he is singing, Bhajan se manuko sajan banakar. Swami himself is singing.
Yes, I've heard that bhajan.
Bhajan se manuko sajan banakar. Bhakti marg vardhan diya. And Swami himself sings this and he continues to sing, He avatari, leela dhari, Parthi Vihari Sai, that's what, because the truth about yes, bhajan, yes. At least for me, I must have been a religious person, But as you know, human mind runs for everything in the world because the whole world looks attractive. But bhajans of Swami look so attractive. I think that really stole my heart and all the devotees' heart must be. Today, we can call ourselves to some level we are sajan, or the people with the noble thoughts. It is due to Swami's bhajan. So bhajan se man ko sajan banakar. And what he did? Free of cost. At no cost.
Yes.
Pure love. He gave his bhakti marg varadan diya. If you ask any Sai premi, they will surely tell. When they think of Swami, they will cry. When they sing Swami's name, they will cry. Anything to do with Swami, tears will roll down because Swami gave that. Till then, we will talk about devotion in so many directions. But after coming to Swami, we know devotion means we don't exist, only God exists. So in gratitude, tears only roll down from our eyes. Swami gave that bhakti also free. Bhakti marg varadan diya. So Swami and bhajans, I feel it is the most fantastic subject you have chosen for the day. Swami made you choose that subject because any amount of talking on Namasmarana will never suffice. Even all of us put together talk this subject, still it won't suffice.
Very interesting, sir, because today morning I was listening to an interview of Dr. Alan Levy from US done by Bishu Prushti of Radio Sai.
Okay.
And he says that first time how he became a devotee of Swami, he was narrating that experience. So he goes to a friend's house and that friend of his was playing a bhajan sung by Swami in tape recorder.
Oh.
Swami's voice, some old bhajan, you know. And when he enters his friend's house and hears this bhajan, this music, which is very strange for him because he's an American, he gets so lost in bliss, he says he just starts dancing there.
Oh.
So that is very interesting because for an American, listening to Swami's style of singing, which is very South Indian style of singing bhajans, which without understanding lyrics, how is it that that is able to touch somebody who is absolutely not aware of this kind of music? Is it the simplicity in the bhajan or is it the feeling? What do you think touches people's heart?
This is what I always feel and also share with people. What is so special? Now we come to Swami singing bhajan when you think about it. Any bhajan Swami sings, the simple thing is that feeling with which Swami sings. He doesn't take you away from the bhajan.
Yes.
He strikes the chord straight away with whether it is you, me or American or anybody for that matter. One thing. Number two, it comes out with all the power. You know, Swami's voice is so feminine, so sweet. But see the power in the voice.
Yes, sir, sure.
Whether when he sings, you know, we may sing Sai Bhajan Bina with all the nuances of bhajans. But when Swami sings, Hari Bhajan Bina Sukshantina, it's on the beat, right? And the words are never elongated. It's exactly, it fits in anybody in the world. Because that is language of the heart, which always Swami says. It is not the language of singing, it is language of the heart. Singing comes from the heart, then it is language of the heart. Singing comes from the throat, it is language of the art. So this is language of the heart. Naturally, it touches people. Not only anybody, any devotees, anybody sings. Swami is Purnavatar. For us, he is God. And he is God for whole universe because he has always kept everything for the whole universe to enjoy. It's not for sect of people. It's common to whole humanity. So he has kept it. But even whether it is you, me or anybody for that matter, I have found that this bhajan, as I was nobody, I heard the bhajan, I entered the bhajan hall when somebody was singing.
Do you remember which bhajan it was?
Yeah, it was Sai Mahadeva, that bhajan, first bhajan.
Sai Mahadeva.
That is the bhajan which first when I thought, oh, this looks like a Tamil film song because I am a Tamilian. So I found, oh, it is so beautiful, but it's not exact copy. It has got the chaya, the shadow, but the emotion which runs, it's more than that film song because that Mahadeva, of thing, Parthi Purishwara, hey, that addressing, when all these things come, it shakes every human being. Recently, somewhere in a bhajan program I was singing in UK, It was organized in a residence. In the garden also people were there. But the neighbors who are Jews, and they heard the bhajan, and my voice was not in good condition. As age goes by, voice also may not be in good condition. But when it comes to Swami, we forget our body, mind, intellect, and we go mad after Swami's name. This much we know. Whether we sing right, whether we sing wrong, that is secondary. First, we go mad after that name. And then from the heart, we pour out. That neighbor came with his family and said, at the end of the program, he told the host, "I don't know what this man sang. The language, the God, I don't know anything. But one thing is sure, I lost myself."
Okay.
So it is not any individual. It is Swami's power through that individual.
Yes.
Whichever boy or whichever woman or girl or child, when they take Swami's name, Swami is singing through that body to touch other people who are not or may not be aware. Swami brings them. And what is required for Swami is to give ananda to whole humanity, not only to selected set of people. This is, I am quoting this instance to say that he gives ananda through different sources.
Yes.
To anybody and everybody. So, if we take it as individually, then it is wrong totally.
True.
It leads to individual ego. But when we think very seriously, who sings? I always, because Swami told, when you sing, go mad and sing. That's what Swami used to tell. I was wondering why Swami instructs like that and make us sing one bhajan 100 times, 200 times. In our batch 1979, he used to make us sing one bhajan 100 times. He loves that bhajan, so we cannot take any other bhajan except that. You will not believe the students, devotees, and also, because you know Swami will expect us to sing that bhajan, but everyone else also, they will listen to that bhajan almost every day, but they think today is something new.
Okay.
After the bhajan, they'll say, oh, today bhajan, we must have sung the same bhajan. Because I was wondering why Swami made us sing bhajan like that. Because this was in my mind for quite a long time. Then I found, first when you sing a bhajan, you are singing the tune and the words and everything.
Your focus is more on the tune and the lyrics.
Tune and lyrics. Second time, you are involved more. Third
yes.
time, more. So when you are singing the 100th time, it has become mantra. It
True.
Vibrates within your body. The moment you say, Sai Ram, you will cry. Devotees will cry. Everyone will cry. Today, what really attracts all of us to each other? You go to any country, one word Sai Ram. You don't have to sing also.
Yes, yes.
When we greet Sai Ram, the whole crowd belongs to us. Which way we are related?
True.
We are all different, we feel. No, we become one with one word Sai Ram. So Swami's name is already beautiful. We don't have to beautify also. That is what Swami showed in his bhajan singing. He doesn't have to beautify it. The very name is so sweet. That will attract. That's why that Mr. Alan Levy, he got attracted because that name is so sweet. And Swami takes it more sweeter. Because Swami is Madhuradhipate, Madhuram
yes.
Madhuram. He is the source of sweetness.
Sweetness.
Naturally it will be like that. Because it is cosmic sound. It is not individual voice. It is cosmic voice, cosmic sound, so people lose themselves into that.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Klesha Nasha Govindaya Namo Namaha. Shama Sundara Meera Megha Shama మనమోహనా సత్య సాయి సుందరా మురళీధరా మనమోహనా సత్య సాయి సుందరా
Dear listeners, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. Continuing on the topic of spirituality and music, today we are having a conversation with bhajan singer and bhajan composer who was an alumni of Swami's college, Brother T.V. Hariharan, on the topic of Swami and bhajans. Sir, you are a bhajan singer, you are a harmonium player, you are a bhajan composer, so you are an ideal person to talk to in this show about bhajans and Swami. So let's talk a little bit more about your experience as the student when you joined Swami's college, how you started singing in front of Swami bhajans, when did you start composing bhajans, did it happen in your first year itself or it happened later?
Actually, even before I sang, the first bhajan ever came as Anandamaya Bhagwan.
That is the first composition?
That is the first composition.
And that happened before you started singing in front of Swami?
Swami.
Okay.
In the year 1979, then that composition came, then I shared with one of the brothers in Vrindavan. That time I was not even a student. And I'm not a singer. I was a classical violinist actually. I shared it with a student and he introduced it in summer course 79. After that became popular. After that many composition come. How the composition came, it is because Swami gave once a small hint which I have shared with Radio Sai before also. Swami told once, this became the mantra for me. In so many times, in so many ways, Swami has given lots of teaching to, whether it is me or you or any student or any devotee. Swami has guided us so beautifully. He talks less, but he has given complete life secret to us. That's what he has done with all of us. It's not only for Hariharan. It's for Chandu, it's for Hariharan, it's for everyone. He has given that. And you may not know that at all, but Swami will put on that job. Your subject may be different, but Swami must have given you a different job.
Yes.
And you will be successful. Why? Because Swami knows all the shakti he can impart in any human being. There is no restriction, because how much Swami's power is there throughout the universe, that power he gives to every student, because his love is immediately implanted. We say heart implanting. This is love implanting. So what happens? Everything automatic. We gel with Swami immediately, one to one. What Swami will think, student will be thinking. Swami moves his mouth one word, student understand what it is.
Yes, yes.
Or Swami shows his eyes, student knows what Swami is asking, because it is purely language of the heart.
Yes.
So that's what. Swami, in our days, what happened? He made us sing. Because if I tell how I started singing, it's a big story.
So before that, how did you compose the first bhajan? Did you sit with an harmonium to compose it? Or
I only thought of the attribute. What is he?
Okay.
Anandamaya Bhagwan.
Okay.
And what is
an embodiment of
Premamaya Bhagwan.
Embodiment of love.
So that is what. You know, O Bhagwan, Sai Bhagwan. Then there is one word which nowadays it's not in the singing.
Okay.
O Bhagwan, Sai Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Bhagwan. That is the line which was there originally, because I was addressing Swami, because I have not met Shirdi Baba.
Yes.
I have not met Rama. I have not met Krishna. I have only had darshan of Swami. So O Bhagwan, Sai Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Bhagwan. He Karunanidhe Prabhu Sai. Kripanidhe Dinam Ke Pran. And that's what he is for us till today, tomorrow, janam janam. In many more lives, if we have to take, then also he'll be there. Hello, mujhe prabhu charan lagalo.
Yes.
Please take to your lotus feet. I'm telling you, every bhajan has got a background. Without our knowledge, that's why we cannot, though world attributes the composition to Hariharan, but I always find it is from cosmos, right? Swami puts it, gets it through the mouth, and then it is getting shared, and it is just like an empty radio box I am there. But it comes like that and goes. So why should be lelo mujhe sharan lagalo? I was thinking, why this word comes? You take me as your refuge. Then after that composition, I become a student, which I never even imagined that time.
Oh, so this bhajan you composed before even becoming a student?
Student.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want to compose. I'm not a composer.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't know anything much. I have heard few Sai bhajans, that's
okay.
All.
Yes, yes.
I don't even know. I had few more people sitting with me. So this bhajan came, lelo mujhe. So I was wondering, why this refuge at his lotus feet? Then later I developed desire to become student after this composition. And when I went and inquired in Vrindavan to become student during 1979 summer course, they told you are not eligible because you have studied in Tamil Nadu 11 plus 1.
Okay.
In Karnataka we have got 10 plus 2.
Oh,
so I tried to put the question. I told 10 plus 2 is 12, 11 plus 1 is also 12.
Okay.
So mathematically I am right, but they told no. Mathematically you are right, but theoretically for us you don't fit into the category.
Okay.
And you will not believe, end of summer course, I was a sevadal standing in crowd control. I have shared many times. I was doing the crowd control. Swami is going to finish the discourse, so all the sevadals catching hands so that no crowd cuts across Swami's car,
okay,
way, pathway. So I thought I should control the crowd, but Swami, after discourse, he announces, for all the people who want their children to study in Swami's college, for all the children who want to study in Swami's college, Swami is giving all of you happy news.
Okay.
Swami is opening another Swami's college in Prashanti Nilayam.
Oh.
I tell you that words flew like honey, immortal nectar in my ear. That's all. I left my hand with neighbor Sevadal. I started clapping loudly. I don't know how many people crossed me. Water crossing was there. Though I'm not supposed to do that,
yes,
but
yes.
I felt Swami has opened college for me.
Which year was this? 70?
It was 1979.
79. Yeah.
And already I imagined myself to be student of Swami. Already I imagined I have performed my violin concert. Already I imagined that I am close to Swami physically.
Okay.
Which all happened later.
Yes, yes.
Yad bhavam tad bhavati, Swami says. So the moment we start, all the positive aspect, we start thinking, Swami brought us like that. Then later after my violin concert, Swami gave a beautiful instruction. Because I played Carnatic violin.
Yes, I have heard that story.
Yeah, story you have
yes,
heard.
Yes.
I don't want to repeat this story. But he gave one thing, a small secret. He told, Tyagaraja never composed. He conversed with the Lord.
Yes.
So I took that as Mahamantra. So any life situation in my life, I immediately go into solitude in my heart, in thoughtless state, where in thoughtless state, the thought of Swami enters and external physical activity or the situation which has happened that time connected with Swami flows with words, with the tune as song. This was encouraged by Swami because in our times there were many composers used to come and sing.
Okay. Composers so, who are not students, but...
Who are not students.
Yes, okay.
They are all big composers and Swami used to love them. Those times, this Sai Bhajan composers, Swami had given permission during birthday, Shivratri, Akhanda Bhajan, Dashara, these times they will all come and offer their compositions.
New compositions?
Yes. Okay. And the crowds used to be in lakhs and... people will have that time, the richest man will have a monotape recorder.
Okay.
He will be the representative to record the new bhajan, go to his samiti, play for the singers.
Okay.
They will learn in the samiti, they will sing. That's how the bhajans were. That madness for new bhajans were there. So once Swami's college started here, Swami used to come and stand in front. He'll say, Kotta Patunda means any new songs. Now it is You can introduce others' new song, but already composers are coming.
Yes.
You are introducing new song from the other composers. Swami will expect that from student, whether anything comes out of student. Because he has the dhishakti, the energy, the intellectual and the total wisdom. He will, which he has given, he wants that to come out as a song, has to come out as a drama, has to come out as whatever, you know, the situation demands. So for singers, he will come and stand, he used to come and ask. So, any new song? If you say no, Swami, tunnu pota pichi, emi chestunnav, what are you doing? That means Swami has not entered my heart. That is the meaning.
True, true.
If he has entered my heart, and if he has given that shakti, a song should, it should be flowing through.
So, sorry to interrupt you here.
Yeah.
You joined Swami's college, so in 1979. The same year Swami opened the college in Puttaparthi.
Puttaparthi. No college building, no hostel building, okay, whatsoever. Isharama High School was our college, and our East Prashanti L-shaped building, yes, that yes, was our hostel.
Okay. So, when did Swami form the first students' bhajan group?
Actually, when we joined, there was no bhajan group. Because, you know, there was one Devnath Ghosh and some people were singing. Only one Devnath Ghosh was singing, actually. Then Swami, one by one, he selected.
That time, people like Raja Reddy sir, they were there?
They went away.
Oh, okay, they were not there.
So, only there. Instead of Raja Reddy sir, same voice imitator one, Devnath Ghosh, he used to dress up like Raja Reddy.
Okay.
He'll put the same shrutis, he'll press 1, 5, 8,
okay,
13, like that, he'll press everything and sing same like Raja Reddy.
Okay.
And that was what, those time harmonium playing or this stylish singing was not there. It used to be a very traditional singing, they used to have kanjira, no tabla, nothing. And already Brindavan has established bhajan singing style. Now Puttaparthi was totally new.
Okay.
And first 6 months to 8 months, no bhajan group. Then later bhajan group, one by one, one Kiran Patel sir was in charge. So we selected hostel bhajan boys. So people who are little old devotee sons, they will sing bhajans. Not all are extremely good singers or anything, but they will sing bhajan. So whoever sings bhajan, I used to tell Kiran Patel sir, sir, we can put him in front of Swami. So like that. And that time I don't know to play harmonium. Later Swami made me play harmonium. So all the more I could put all the others for singing. I will sit it except me, all the others are singing. Because, you know, I am afraid if I put myself, maybe I am not fit enough to sing. So put everyone else except yourself. So some 3-4 singers. You cannot compare them as great singers. But certainly they had very effective singing.
Okay.
They had that type of, because what I imagine from Vrindavan, singers are very melodious. Super singers with lots of musical tipsy-topsy, everything used to go. So I thought, now same way if suppose somebody imitates, then it is not a bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to imitate, and if you imitate, there is no effect. Because Swami says creation is
divine.
So imitation is human. So I thought whichever voice, whichever singers, I thought, okay, let us form a group which has got powerful voice.
And who can touch the heart.
Touch the heart. So that's how we formed, and later Swami made me sing and everything. So that's how the bhajan group was formed. By that time this singer has gone.
Okay.
So student singer Swami encouraged. That is the time Swami will ask Akhanda Bhajan time.
Okay.
Kotta composition unda. Then Swami is Swami. Modatti session. In Akhanda Bhajan. First session you have to sing.
Okay.
So those time the composition like Lambodara Ganata Gajanat, then Sai Ram Hare, Sai Krishna Hare. I was having malaria.
Okay.
In malarial fever. I was thrown earth to heaven. And I was shivering. It was Akhanda Bhajan day. And that day, in that fever, it's not sitting composing, is you are putting the tune.
Yes.
You are putting the word. Okay, that's also Swami is giving. But when you don't imagine, when you think that you don't know anything, that time Swami flows through you. At what time? Any time is his time.
True.
It is ATM. Simple. Any time.
Brother Kaustubh Pare narrated a very similar incident. When he had fever and he was lying in the hostel, he had a throat infection and it was very difficult for him. He could, even if he speaks, his entire body is to pain. And then one day he was lying in the hostel. He was so bored of sleeping in the hostel all the time. He was so fed up and he was praying to Swami, "Swami, please cure me." And then that's the time he composed this bhajan, "Aruj Sunu Prabhu Sainatha."
Oh, beautiful.
And he composes the bhajan. He comes out. He sees a Bhagya sir, a lecturer in the university. He gives him medicine and he's cured.
Fantastic.
Such a beautiful story.
No, because, you know, Swami brings it like that.
Yes.
Because as I told, Swami has put in everyone some shakti. So he has to get it out. It's not for anything. It is just to understand the glory of Swami. He gives that person that bhajan. So that's how every composition comes.
Sankita Shri Kaustubha Dharma Sankita Shri Kaustubha Dharma Shri Vat Sankita Shri Kaustubha Dharma Shri Vat Sankita Shri Kaustubha Dharma Madhava Mohana Krishna Krishna.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. So continuing on the topic of music and spirituality, today we are having a conversation with Brother T.V. Hariharan, a bhajan singer, a bhajan composer and an alumni of Swami's college, on the topic of Swami and bhajans.
Madhava Mohana Krishna Madhava Mohana Krishna Madhava Mohana Krishna.
One day me and Amai Deshpande, we both were talking, so you say, "Sir, you say Swami is asking new bhajans. But nowadays, Swami is not asking for new bhajans."
Mm-hmm.
"How do you say Swami asks for new bhajans?" I told, "No, Swami was asking." So we all used to, you know, the songs will come, then we share with it. Need not be I sing that. I can give to any brother student and who is fitting into that category for that song. So like that we
in
will
the sense,
give.
If it is a Hindustani bhajan, then you would give to somebody
else
who can sing that style.
Yeah, and a Carnatic oriented to somebody. Like that each song comes to somebody. I have to see that singer and give. With malarial fever I was thrown up and down. Lakshmi Narayan Kote came. "Hari, today evening bhajan, what happened to you?" I told, "Kote, sit here now.
Okay.
This song you learn. Please bring harmony." Then he comes. "Hey, when did you compose?" I told, "This song is coming now. You learn it and you
okay.
You will not believe." Made him sing 40 times. And that evening he introduced that bhajan, Raghupati Raghava. Sai Ram.
Oh, Sai Ram Hare.
Sai Krishna Hare.
Yes.
So he really blasted that bhajan and Swami was so thrilled and happy. Why Swami want? Swami wants, it is not that Swami wants to show the world that I have given Shakti to my students also. And when it flows through them, it doesn't come from the head. Because he wants to show, for any composer, they are not the composer at all. Anybody, any musician you take, any composer you take, it is that cosmic energy at that point of time, for that emotion, it flows through them, it becomes composition. No individual can ever claim that they are composing. Okay, they represent physical body-wise. But it comes automatically. If a composer starts analyzing within himself, he will understand the purpose of life. He is just an idiot box through which everything else is sort of broadcasted. He gets the credit for that because as a human being, that small ego will be there. Some purpose of life should be there. For his satisfaction, he can say, "Okay, it is composed through so and so." So we can take that, but in reality, It is cosmic power flows through, Swami's power flows through every one of us in different direction, and it comes out in beautiful form, and that is what is enchanting the world today.
So basically, you have to tune into that cosmic radio and the songs will just flow through you.
Exactly. All the thought process, all the thinking, all the unwanted imagination, when everything is dropped, the luggage is dropped, no more Hariharan existing, no more Chandu existing, no more Bishu, no more Amai. Like that, when we imagine that we dropped all our luggage, when we sit quiet, even if you put one note from that, one song will come.
Sir,
if
you
take the pen, you will start writing anything.
Yes.
It will come.
True.
Because you are no more yourself. You represent Swami and cosmic power. So it flows through you.
Do you have a count of the number of songs that have flown through you? The number of bhajans?
Exactly, I have not noted down.
Approximately?
To be frank with you, approximately, yes. 300 to 350 bhajans, which I think maybe I remember. But unremembered maybe another 300, easily.
Okay.
Here itself in the studio one day, Tara Shankar was there, some bhajan came. He went to washroom, he came back, one bhajan came. He was sitting here, went, he came back, one bhajan came.
Okay.
But I forgot, now I don't remember
yes,
that.
Yes.
He forgot to tape it also. So I don't keep track, but okay, there are lots of bhajans which has flown. I do remember around 300 to 350 bhajans.
Now, can you pick out one or two and narrate some beautiful incidents behind it or associated with the bhajan, either yours or some other devotees?
Lots of bhajans are like that. Regarding personal experience, I can talk about one bhajan. That in 1988, May, I got married. 1989, January 8th,
okay,
I left my job. I was a marketing search executive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I was talking today with one of our students, CG, here in the studio. We think we are very intelligent. We think we can plan our lives. And sometimes we think when Swami is very close to us physically, when he is talking to us, the facts of life, that time our mind shuts, our ear shuts. So everything we think, why Swami is telling this? Because I remember one incident when I was leaving Prashantalayam for higher studies. Swami asked me, what are you going to do? I told Swami, I want to do computer science. Then Swami, as though he didn't listen, he told, are you going to sing? Paata paadipothunnava?
Okay.
I'm not a big singer, but Swami gave me the opportunity to sing in front of him. And Swami always loved me. And always he used to make three speeds for my song. Maximum number of songs, three speeds. Those time no microphone system, so my voice used to be very loud.
Okay.
So it can reach 5,000 people. That was the voice it was. Swami gave that. That time it was required. So he gave that. Swami loved me. So I lost myself in that bhajan. So I cannot think about anything in my life. My thought process became nil because Swami is taking care. What is that? You are singing bhajan in the morning, evening, you are getting good food, you are staying with Swami. Absolutely no chintana, nothing. Then I thought, I have to do research.
Okay.
Whether I am this purity when I am in front of Swami or I am somebody else. So I wanted to leave Prashantalayam.
You want to see if you can maintain the same purity?
Same purity or the same level of existence, whatever you can call it. So I want to try that. It's whether only when we are with Swami, our mind goes only to bhajans and about Swami and our things. Suppose we leave physically, then where all it wanders?
Yes.
And how far it can wander?
Okay.
And where is the end? This is what I wanted to know. So I was saying that time, asked Swami, what are you going to do? I told Swami, computer science. Swami, paata paadipothunnava? Then I thought Swami didn't listen to me properly.
Okay.
I told Swami, computer science, Swami, little louder. Again he was adjusting his hair, you know, with his right hand he will touch. Paata paadipothunnava? Like that, next time little different way. Then I thought, I share this everywhere. Maybe Swami's ear is covered by his hair.
Okay.
He's not able to listen to me properly. He's omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient nature, he's hiding it. So let me, little loudly let me talk. So I told Swami, computer science. Then what was Swami said? Oh, paata paadapothunna, manchika vellira. Are you going to sing? Happily you go and come. And when he said that, then after that Swami left. So what I am telling, I thought I am going to become a computer science person. I studied for that. Later I became a marketing search executive with Smith, Klein and Beecham. In 3.5 years I left the job. So this incident, what happened in 1989, January 8th, I left the job. July 4th, my first daughter took birth.
Okay.
Now, she has taken birth in Kerala, Palghat. I am in Bangalore. I don't have job. I don't have money. Even 10 rupees in my pocket. Nothing. And you cannot go and ask anybody for money because you are a Swami student. Because Swami told once a story of Maulvi which everyone knows. I believe a Maulvi went to Akbar Badshah to ask for something. But he found in the prayer Akbar Badshah is praying to God. God, I beg of you, give me everything so that I can distribute to my citizens.
Okay.
Hearing that, Maulvi walked out. Then Akbar Badshah came to know and called him. You wanted to ask something, where are you walking away? Then Maulvi told, oh Lord, I thought I will come and ask you for a favor. But I found you are begging from the Lord. I am worshipping Lord day and night. Why should I beg you? I will ask my Lord.
Okay.
So that in my first year I heard, I thought I should never ask anyone anything. So I thought I should straight away only, if Swami wants to give, he will do. If Swami wants me to do this, I will do. Like that, always I had that conviction. I never had anything, but I lived like a king. But now that my daughter is taken birth, I have to go for the naming ceremony, I have to feed people, I have to call the priest, I have to put at least a small golden earring for my daughter. But here I am with not even a penny in my hand. So I thought maybe Swami doesn't want me to go. Like that I thought, you know, I was thinking like that, I was sitting. Suddenly a person whom I don't interact that much, but that person comes to me and he says, he's not a person who will talk to anybody and everybody, but he comes to me and says, Hari, I heard that you got your daughter. I told, yes. Congratulations, I told. Thank you. Are you not going there? I told, I don't know. I really don't know. Because next day is her Namakaranam ceremony. The previous day I am in the morning time, I am in Bangalore. I told, I don't know. No, no, you have got to go. He is telling. And he is taking money in that time, which is very big money. He is telling, Hari, take this and go immediately to Kerala.
Okay.
When I am thinking in my heart, I got a daughter, I have to go for naming ceremony, and here he is giving the money. Not later, on the spot he comes and gives the money. Then I thought, Swami, how much you think? You think about all of us always, whether we think about you or not. That is why I don't want to define the word devotee also. Because nobody is devoted. God is devoted to his creation. Only God is created to his devotion. Swami is devoted to every one of us. He knows what we want at which time. He is supplying. We may be aware, we may not be aware, and he doesn't expect a thanks from us. He doesn't expect anything from us. But when we are aware, and when God flows like that, he comes and he gives the money. I was sitting in the train and I put my ear in the rods of the train, you know, side window rods.
Mm-hmm.
That train rhythm is going on. That time I was thinking, who is my true companion in my life?
Okay.
Relatives? Friends? Rich friends? Who is my companion? Sai Mera Tumho Sahara.
Oh, beautiful. So that's how this bhajan was composed. Okay.
Tumho Sahara. Who are you? Shirdi Avatara, Partipuri Bhagavan. Then what are you? Dinu ke tum pran sakha. For the people who suffer, you are not a friend. You are a life friend. Because pran sakha is, He won't come 5 minutes late and then say, if you ask, you know, call a friend, he'll say, excuse me, I'm in a meeting, can you call me after 10 minutes? Then you call after 10 minutes, my dear friend, I have so-and-so problem. You do one thing, another half an hour I'll be there. Don't worry, he will say. But Swami is not no half an hour. Busiest hotline, but still answers everyone. On this part, Dinu Ketum Pranasaka Prabhu.
Sir, do you mind humming a few lines of this bhajan right now?
Without harmonium, I cannot sing.
We have a harmonium, we can adjust that, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sai Mera, Tum Ho Sahara, Shirdi Avatara, Sai Paritipuri Bhagavan. Because I cannot say Sai in any musical way, because I stood with no penny in my hand. Where will I do music that time? I cannot do Sai, I cannot do, because Shirdi Avatara, Sai, Paritipuri Bhagavan, Dino Ke Tum. Tum is punctuation there. Who is my Pranasakai Swami? So, Dino ke tum, instead of Dino ke tum pran sakha, I cannot sing. I was addressing him that time. Dino ke tum pran sakha prabhu mere. Mere, just personalize him. Each one of us, like every Gopika had Krishna. So each one of us have him. So personal. That time, Mere Anand, Mere Sai Ram. That's the way. Mere Sai Ram, Baba Paritipuri Bhagavan.
Very beautiful. So I think every bhajan singer should hear this story to really sing the song in the proper way, you know. Mm-hmm. So they understand how each word should be stressed.
Because
they know
this,
the reason
in life, when it happens in reality, in life, and how Swami comes to you. Because I remember once Swami wanted me to go to Ahmedabad with another boy. This experience I have to share with you.
Sure, sure.
Because Swami gave a promise to two of us. He called us to Vrindavan. He took us to Vrindavan from Puttaparthi. I didn't find anything. I thought, oh, happy to go with Swami. So I went with Swami. Swami put us in the hostel. Every day singing bhajan, and Swami calls any time and talks to us. That privilege was too good. But one day at 2:30 he called us in the afternoon. Me and one Arivaditan in Canada. He called both of us. He told, when he called at 2:30, I thought, because every day you are singing in front of Swami and everything, why is Swami calling you at 2:30? So I was little worried. Maybe Swami has got something in his mind which may not be liked by us. Here it is not what Swami likes us to do. What we like, we want Swami to do for us. Because our, that time, that age, that mentality, that maturity is only that much. So when I went, Swami started talking, joking, laughing, then I was little, I didn't laugh for any of his joke. I thought Swami has a big plan. So better just watch out what is going to come out of him. The other boy, very innocent boy, he was laughing, he was enjoying Swami, but you know, because I already started thinking I couldn't enjoy.
Yes, yes.
So already I started thinking. Then Swami suddenly told, today evening 5:00, go to Ahmedabad. That was a shock for us. It shook us. Because imagine morning and evening you are sitting in front of Swami, enjoying his darshan, enjoying his sambhashan, enjoying the bhajan session you are offering to Swami. And if Swami says, I will give you $100 million, will you please leave me and go? No. Because beyond everything is Swami. So we won't. So he started telling this. I told vehemently, Swami, no Swami. Other boy started crying, started pleading, no Swami, please don't send us. He was crying. I am telling you, Swami, you know, he created, because we are youths, he tried to lure us with so many other things he was trying to tell us. We told no, 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 no for everything. Then he is Karunamaya. So he says, if you go for 3 months, I will give you a promise. When I say this, I cry. Because Lord comes down to that level. He'll do anything for devotee's sake. He wants his one small, not even in Swami's activity, it's not even the smallest of activity from an individual, he wants to get it done. He gives himself up for that. That is Swami. After we will get anything from the world, we don't be grateful to anything. But Swami is telling, if you go for 3 months, I promise you, I will be always with you throughout your life.
Okay.
And you will be with me. He says, I'll be always with you throughout your life. So, when I think about this song, Sai Mera Tumo, he proves, not once, not twice, not 100 times, not 1,000 times. Every second, I never even thought I will come to Puttaparthi, I have come. I didn't think I will be sitting here and Swami is going to make me talk about it. So every second he is planning. We have to flow with this.
Yes. Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. He is making us flow and then go with the flow. And that's like that. Every composition has got a story.
Sai Mera, Tu Hai Sahara. Sai Mera, Tu Hai Sahara.
Dear listeners, I am Chandra Vijay.
I want to come to this aspect.
You're listening to Love to Love. So continuing on the topic of spirituality and music, today we are having a conversation with bhajan singer and bhajan composer, Brother T.V. Hariharan, who was also an alumni of Swami's university, on the topic of his tryst with Swami and bhajans.
I want to come to this aspect, whether you are the singer. I just want to come. So one day I was talking to Amai. That day, after I talked to Amai, I thought, yes, so many new compositions are coming with so many situations. But how we are to offer it to Swami?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was thinking, just did pranam to Ganesha, Puttaparthi Ganesha, went to the room, night 10 o'clock, suddenly I am receiving a phone call from C.G. Sai Prakash. I am receiving the phone, saying, sir, can you come and sing in studio some new bhajans?
Okay. Which year was this, sir?
It was in 2007.
Okay.
The year, and see how Swami has planned. I never stayed in Puttaparthi after I left, physically I left Swami. I will come to Parthi and go away.
Okay.
It will be how many days trip? One day trip.
Okay.
Maximum 3-day trip, not more. I come to Puttaparthi and go away. Again, this is what Swami's plan is all about. 2007, he saw to it, he gave admission to my both daughters here. One in college, one in primary school. So because daughters are there, Swami knows. Now you had only one thought, Swami. Now your thought process have little changed.
Mm-hmm.
You have Swami, and also you are having one more chair for the family also.
Yes.
In the heart, one chair for Swami. Previously there was only one chair. Now more chairs have come.
Swami knew that the safest way to a father's heart is through his daughter.
He thought, this fellow is so attached to his family. First bring those family here. Then he has to follow. Because Lord never leaves anybody. Because one Swami told, that string is in my hand. Wherever you are, whatever you are, however you are, whomever you are mine. So he proves it.
Yes.
He brought both children here. Then I thought, without my children in Bangalore, what will I do there? So I came and I started staying here. That is the year I could interact with lots of you. And I could talk to Amai about this subject, and that night CG is calling me, sir, will you please sing some new bhajans? We want to give it for Swami's car.
Okay. Oh.
That is how it all started.
Okay.
Swami's car. Then I told, why sir sing new bhajans? No, sir, we have recorded, all the boys' new song and send it. Swami told, idanta paata paatu nenu already vinnanu.
Okay.
I've already heard it. It's all old song. Swami told it. Then I told, in that case, don't make me sing. That is my era. That 1979-84. That's okay. Now, the boys who are singing in front of Swami, I will come and give those songs. Let them sing. And that is how the first bhajan we recorded. Then Dhananjay, that time he was new sound engineer. Then we started recording. The first ever bhajan we recorded was Ramachandra Shriram. How that bhajan, see, the new bhajans have flown so many. This Ramachandra Shriram, today evening also boys sang, Rama Sumiraman Rama, that bhajan. Ramachandra Shri, that high pitch is going, right?
Yes.
So Swami was coming. Harish was pushing the wheelchair. Swami was coming softly, gently was coming. So bhajan was in high fervor.
Okay.
But when I saw Swami, the way he was coming, he was in that for me, that time I felt, that time we have to offer that softness from our heart.
More melodious and soft bhajan.
Softness from the heart. Though the bhajan was good, the singers were very, very good, the singing was extremely good. But I felt by seeing Swami coming like that, instead of that, Ramachandra Shri Ram, I felt again, Ramachandra Shri Ram. Same high thing brought it down. Then I felt, Sai Rama, Jaya Rama. He is Sai Rama now, but what was he? Jaya Rama. What he has done? Dasharatha Nandana, Dayabhirama. Dashamukha Madhana Rama. You know that killing of
yes.
ego through all Dashendriyas. Then Tapas Aranjana Tarakanama. For people who do tapas, For them, he is the Tarakanama. Wordings are not taught, tune are not taught, because I am sitting in Kulvantal, it is coming. Ahalyo Dharakrama. Why Ahalyo Dharakrama? Rama touched a stone and became a lady. No. Here Swami touched our heart, which are like stones. And today we have melting heart. Otherwise our heart would be like this. Our heart is the stone. Like Ahalya was stone, this is also stone. He touched it gently with love and we all turned so beautiful. We are feeling every touch of him, every smile of him, every look of him. And everywhere we look, it is only his form we are able to see. And that love, that's why Ahalyo Dharakrama. It is not that Rama did Udharana of Ahalya, because I don't know that. I have not seen.
Yes.
But I have experienced in my life, this stone-hearted fellow like me, hundreds and thousands and millions of people, their heart is melting heart today. So we are all Ahalyas. So he turned us. He has really evolved us. That's how this song came. So this was the first bhajan and we recorded for Swami's car.
Okay.
And later it turned out, we went on recording first, Dhananjay told two songs, sir. Then like that. Then what happened? I would like Dhananjay to join me to tell the experience, how he did mastering.
Sure.
Because he was fresh. Now he is a very professional sound engineer. This is what I was talking. That, you know, what subject we have studied will be different, but what Swami wants us to do is different. And he makes us into that level. If you see any radio Sai boys, their subject and what they work has got no connection, but they are all efficient, whether it is you, Bishu, or Dhananjay, or CG. You are all efficient because Swami wants in this world certain things to be done through you, so he has changed you to this path. If he gives me bhajan, he gives you something else like that. So the bhajans, we started recording. We finished recording. Then I want Dhananjay to tell the mastering experience. Dhananjay,
sure.
Will you say? Because he was totally new that time.
Yes.
So how Swami guided him in doing this mastering?
Sure.
I want Dhananjay to tell that. After that, I will continue.
So basically, you started recording few bhajans for Swami's car and that's what turned out as Bhavanjali.
Bhavanjali.
Yes,
how
okay.
It happened and how Swami blessed it, because this
sure.
story is not ending here.
Yes.
I won't end it, but we recorded everything and Dhananjay also mastered it also.
Yes.
Later something happened with him.
Sure.
Please,
we'll hear it from Dhananjay himself.
Yeah, actually, as sir rightly put it, everyone had given their best and, you know, we thought what we have done is the best actually at that point of time, and it was at around 12 o'clock or something, like we were done with the mastering. As of my knowledge, I have finished mastering.
At 12 o'clock midnight?
Midnight, yeah.
Okay.
And I fell asleep and I was sleeping in guest room actually, and it was previous day of Guru Purnima or on the day of Guru Purnima, I just don't remember exactly. Swami manifested himself in guest room where I was sleeping and he woke me up. And I was puzzled as to like why he needs to do that. Then he said, come, let's go to studio. And he came and stood behind me. And he asked, what's going on with Bhavanjali?
Swami physically manifested?
Yeah.
In the guest room?
Guest room.
Where you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Did you know the time? Did you see the time that
time? Yeah, it was around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Swami came and stood behind me in the console room. Before that, I want to tell you one thing, that two photographs which are there in studio was personally sent by Swami only.
Okay.
It was there in his bedroom and he had sent it to studio saying that, let those pictures be in the studio.
Sure.
So, you know, whenever a singer sees that photo, he feels that I am there in the studio.
Right.
So, like, I had kept that particular photo in front of me whenever I do the mixing or whenever I do any other work in the studio. But here, Swami was there behind me, guiding what I should do, what I should not do. Then Swami asked me casually what everything is done. I said, Swami, everything is done, waiting for it to go to the shelves. Swami said, everything means? I said, Swami, everything is done. Then Swami said, come, start, make me listen to bhajans.
Yes.
Then I played the bhajans, for starting with Ganesh bhajan, I ended with Saraswati bhajan. Then Swami said, from Saraswati bhajan onwards, do all other bhajans, do once more mastering.
Okay.
I was puzzled as to like, Swami guided me directly as to I should do mastering, but I was not sure how best I can improve it.
Okay.
Meaning,
yes.
Beyond a certain point, I was not sure whether if I do that it is correct or not.
You had already done your best. And
yeah,
sure
I mean, I was not sure whether what step I'm going to do is, whether it's going to, you know, spoil the mix, or I was not at all sure. But I was happy that, you know, Swami came and told me, and I just vanished, and I went and slept back again, actually. Then again, after 20 minutes, he wakes me up, and he says, Dhunaputa buddhi leda, vachi chappan neku, yelli chupi, chestamda. Then, still I'm sure I have those papers where I have written down, like some of the compressors, like earlier I had mentioned in the Radio Sai interview, I had told like some of the plugins even I was not aware that it was there in my system.
Okay.
Like some plugins like SSL plugins and, you know, few RBUS, you know, plugins, all those plugins.
Plugins meaning for processing the sound?
Processing the sound.
Okay.
And I was not sure that those plugins were there in my system. But Swami told me, open that SSL plugin, it is there in that waves bundle. I was like, no. And he is telling me how I should set the threshold level, you know, the compressor, how to use the compressor. I was like, totally I was in, you know, that some other state. But whatever Swami guided me at that point of time, I just left it with that. And I told Sriji, this is the master CD. Meaning whatever correction Swami did at that point of time, that was the mastering that I considered that it should be the mastering, mastered CD.
Yes.
After I never heard the bhajan once more. Okay, and I burned the CD, and we were waiting for, kind of an official release or whatever it is, how to do and all that. Then day came when, you know, Swami called all the
Radio
Sai
boys
to Yajur Mandir. And that time he thought it was the best time to go and tell Swami that we have done an album. Then,
from Swami's car to album it began.
Yes,
then we were then Yajur Mandir, then when we showed the Bhavanjali first CD, Swami told, anta telsu. Then he told, Swami, please listen to this. Swami said, you know like when mother sees his own children, other things become secondary actually. He just want to, chat with them, just, try to give them little kind of, joy, all those things. He said, ippudu kadra, tarvata vintanu, padukunappudu vintanu, ippudu maatladtam. Then, the discussion went on. But what I was trying to tell you here is that the effort and, the interest, the commitment, dedication that really went for the Bhavanjali album was totally different compared to any other album that we have done till date. And I really remember one of the incidents
that Swami listened to the CD.
Yeah.
Ganeshwara Ganatipa and one. Then later he told, you will listen later. Then later it was played in Purnachandra and he listened.
And I still remember that.
And then he told it is Chala Prashantanga Undi.
Sir had given, sir was searching for a boy who can sing that Sai Ram Sai, that
bhajan. It's a beautiful experience, yes,
and,
you have to tell.
He just vanished from the studio.
Which bhajan is this?
Sai Ram.
Jai Sai. You know what happened? We tried to make somebody sing, and I wanted some other voice. I came here to studio one day afternoon, Nanda Gopal Whitefield with all the boys, he was here.
Yes.
So I was listening to some song he played. Then I told her, this voice is good. Whose voice is this? I told. Then he told her, this is Nishad Mishra. Then I called Nishad Mishra. I'll give you a bhajan. Learn in 5 minutes and sing.
Okay.
He told, no sir, not possible. No, learn it. Then I gave him the bhajan. He went around Ganesha 108
times singing that bhajan. And finally came to studio, he just thrashed that bhajan.
That was a proof that Swami is always listening to you. And anything, I thought new composition no more when we were thinking Swami gave this opportunity means, not only then he asked for new bhajans, even now. He doesn't have to come stand physically in front of you, he is sending word, he is asking. So, if you are meant to be in that role, you will play the role. So whatever role we are playing, we are meant to be in that role. That's why we are playing this role. Otherwise, we cannot play this role. So all the things goes only to Swami because he sees to it from all of us. He is activating us and then he sees to it things are done through us.
Conclude. I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. And today we are having a conversation with Brother T.V. Hariharan, a bhajan singer, bhajan composer and an alumni of Swami's University, on his tryst with Swami and bhajans. Now before we conclude, let us take one more bhajan from the Bhavanjali 1 album or any of the Bhavanjali album that you have done, and if you have any beautiful experience behind it.
I would like to talk about Bhavanjali 9, which will be recorded soon.
Yes, yes.
Sure. I would like to share that bhajan is
so
already...
So this is Bhavanjali, which is yet to be recorded.
It is yet to be recorded.
Okay, sure.
So in that, though I would like to say about old Bhavanjali, but a new one which is going to come.
Sure.
One day I was sitting listening to some Purandaradasa song, in which the song says, you know, Toradu Jeevi Sabahude Harinna Charnagala, can I live without your lotus feet? So I can leave father, mother, I can even leave the kingdom, but I cannot leave your lotus feet for even for a batting of eyelids seconds also I cannot leave. That is song. So I became so emotional. I was sitting at home, I was crying listening to the song sung by Pandit Venkatesh Kumar. So I was thinking, then I immediately went to the thought of Mirabhai and Surdas. Mirabhai is in passionate love with Krishna. Surdas, blind man with no help from anybody in the world. His brother, sister-in-law drove him out of house as a blind man. How you are so into that emotion, I started addressing this bhajan. Muralidhara, he ganashyama. Who is he for us?
Partishwara Sai Shama.
You only know Partishwara Sai Shama. Muralidhara, when our body becomes empty, he plays through. So he catches. He made Radha Murali, because Radha is one who has no raga dvesha. That's why she is called Radha. Because she didn't have, he made her as Murali, flute, and then holding near his lip. So the day we also become like that. That's why Muralidhara, he Ganashyama. For us, who is that?
Partishwara Sai Shama.
Sai Shama.
Giridhari Pratibihari.
Why Giridhari Pratibihari? The word come. He takes all the load on himself. With the tiny finger he lifted Govardhana, it is that time. But now he lifts every one of our load. I found that he has carried lots of my load. He is carrying lots of my load. He will be carrying lots of my load. So Giridhari, because man's desire knows no bound. So he carries every man's desire and then he sees to it, he fulfills. He is not bogged down by the desire mountain. So he protects all the devotees from that. That's why Giridhari Parthivihari. He carries that burden so that we are not crushed by that burden. So he carries. So Giridhari Parthivihari. Giridhari Parthivihari. And after that, Meera, how she must have been madly in love. Meera ke hai Giridhari. You know, she's a folk style of singer. Suradas. Suradas. Meera ke, when we say, Meera ke hai Giridhari. Suradas, a man, blind man with no shakti. Suradas ke Krishna Murari. Man with no strength, he prays to Krishna, I'm alone. Again when I sing, Meera ke Giridhari. Then Suradas ke, because Suradas was caught by finger and guided. So next line when we sing, Suradas ke Krishna Murari. Guidance from there. Such a beautiful Krishna, our Sai Krishna. Ghanashyama Meghashyama Sai Shama. Ghanashyama Meghashyama Sai Shama. Giridhari Parthivihari. I am singing it very simple. I am sure our students will do extremely great justice. Because when we think of Meera, become, because it's what Swami told. When you think of Meera, become Meera. When you think of Suradas, become Suradas. When you think of Kabirdas, become that.
Yes, yes.
So this song, it is purely, I thought about those words of Swami. And that emotions came in this. Bhajan came like that.
Very beautiful.
And this will be in volume 9. And students will sing it so beautifully.
I'm sure all the listeners, including myself, is looking forward for this album.
Thank you so much. And I'm very, very grateful to Swami for giving this opportunity to me, because saying with word gratefulness is one thing. We have to be grateful every second, because every loved up is one life, or maybe one yuga. We can calculate it like that. Every lapped up, after that another lap comes, only we are living. So he makes us live with every lapped up one Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Whether we think or not, he keeps vibrating within our heart. So what happens, our life is so beautiful. It is because we have Swami with us all the time. Any time we think about him or don't think about him, still he is there for us. And when we are aware that he is there for us, then nothing like that. And fortunately, he has blessed all of us with that type of awareness. I only pray to Swami, Swami, our life should be worth living in this planet Earth. Not that we live as individuals. We should live as yours, because we belong to you. Anything good, they say, this is Swami's student. So the name goes to him. So keep us in that state. Every time anyone who sees us, they should be proud of us in your name, not ourselves.
Yes.
So please keep us like this always. And our gratefulness, gratitude to you. Thank you, Chandu, for wonderfully bringing all the thoughts which were just hidden deep in my heart. You brought that out. Thank you, and my gratitude to you and to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Sai Ram.
Murali Dhara He Ghanashyama.
Murali Dhara He Ghanashyama.
Murali Dhara
sai shama
paiteeshwar sai shama
parti vihari
girdhari
parti vihari girdhari
Yeah.
Shama.